I want to be a boss. I want to be independent. I don't need a man. I can do this all on my own.
A few moments later.
I just found out today that my ex-husband is engaged.
Nobody cares!
That I'm unwell.
Nobody cares!
And like, even though, yes, it was me that was like, hi, I want divorce. I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
It brings up all these feelings.
Nobody cares, nobody cares, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
It brings up all this, like, stuff.
Nobody cares, nobody cares, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
And we have a kid, and it brings up all this stuff around him.
Nobody cares,
nobody cares,
nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Aww, what's wrong, Pookie? Did you think after you divorced him, took his kid, and forced him to pay child support, he'd still be faithful to you and still be around so you can cry on his shoulder after you had your fun with Chad and Tyrone and they just pumped and dumped?
Not a chance.
Wow. You really thought your life post-divorce would be pretty much this, didn't you?
I think we should go on a break.
What do you mean?
Well, I want the comfort of you being there for me, but I also really want to hook up with this hot guy that I've been DMing lately. But if he realizes he doesn't want to be with me, then I want to go back to being exclusive with you.
Oh, okay. That seems cool.
Okay. See ya.
All right, sounds good. Babe, you're back.
Guys, you're such...
Oh no!
That guy that I was DMing that said he just wanted to rail me didn't actually want to date me.
No!
Or his friends. Tyler, Jimmy, Jerry, Michael, Jake, Chad, Joseph, Braxton, Malcolm Kellner. That douchebag broke my heart.
Oh.
I think I made a huge mistake.
Babe, who would have thought the guy you just threw yourself at with almost no effort on his part wouldn't want to date you? So are we back to being exclusive?
You know, I think I'd like that. Wait, you didn't hook up with anyone, did you?
Of course not. I would never break your trust like that.
Okay, good.
Cool, I'm glad we're back to being just us.
Me too.
I wish that I had more people that were, like, totally honest and, like, super f***ing transparent in really difficult times.
Oh, right. It's not your fault you effed up your life. It's other people's fault because they didn't convince you not to F up your life.
Pathetic.
Well, sweetie, this may be tough for you to come to terms with, but the world doesn't revolve around you. And just like the wall, the consequences of your actions are...
inevitable. And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold sets